And that means it's time for the start of the Power Pop Show. I got a very special edition of the show today. We're paying tribute to the year 1993, and I have the... I'm going to start you off with a man I had the privilege to interview last week, Mr. Matthew Sweet. This is from 1993. Dig it. What you doing to me? My love. Don't wanna see. We were young and strong. Everything is wrong. Did you want me? Did you need me? Did you not say you believe me? And my love is in a time capsule.
Tortures of the damned, sir. Tortures of the damned.
It's the Power Pop Show on KSCU, where melody and rock peacefully coexist. You're listening to the Power Pop Show on KSCU, your underground sound, paying tribute to 1993 today. Yes, for the next 2 hours, everybody. This is the Canals from 93.
So bad at
Show, KSCU, Santa Clara, your underground sound. It's a celebration of 1993 today. Cornerstone year for power pop. Lots of great power pop releases from 1993. I brought any and all that I could find, and I'm going to be bringing it to you for the next 2 hours. Buffalo Tom right there from their 1993 album, Big Red Letter Day. Nice record from Buffalo Tom. I think it was their third album, I want to say. They'd been around for a few years. And that song is called Treehouse. It's from the Buffalo Tom album, Big Red Letter Day. Before them, we had the Canals and their 1993 release, the album Ring, which brought us the single Slackjawed, which I played for you. I remember hearing that on commercial radio a little bit. Wasn't exactly a breakthrough hit for that band, but a good track nonetheless. Before the Canals, Matthew Sweet started us off a little bit past the 5 o'clock hour. Played you a track called Time Capsule from his Altered Beast LP. Pretty big record from Matthew Sweet from 1993. And if I remember correctly from my interview with him last week, I think he said that was his top-selling album so far. I'm not sure if it was either that or Girlfriend, but I think he said Altered Beast was his best-selling record. So a good one there. From Matthew Sweet. It is 1993. I got tons of bands that put out releases in 1993. Of course, Jellyfish, the Posies, Lemonheads. It's all coming up. And who could forget some of the events from 1993? Of course, there was the Branch Davidian thing at Waco. It was a big news story that year. And also this.
Recapping now for you once again, if you've just joined us, an explosion underground in the garage section of the World Trade Center in New York City has killed now 3 people, according to the New York Port Authority, and has injured at least 150 people. Hundreds of people, as we speak, are still being evacuated from the twin-story towers of the structure and a hotel in the complex as well at the southern tip of Manhattan Island. There were reports earlier of some people being...
Crazy times. Foreshadowing of... worst things to come there from 1993 in the World Trade Center bombing. It's 1993 on the Power Pop Show. And right now, from 93, Urge Overkill. Dig it.
folk. You think that's gonna...
Keeping the kids happy since 1998. It's the Power Pop Show, KSU, Santa Clara. Joe Elliott's favorite band, Joe Elliott of Def Leppard, loves Red Cross. That's a known fact, everybody. It's a celebration of 1993 today on the Power Pop Show. Red Cross, right there, lady in the front row, from their Phase Shifter album, a classic Power Pop album from 93. I got lots more good stuff coming up from that year, including a request for some Super Chunk and much more. Right now, from 93, The Posies.
Say goodbye to your friends and family. Back your promises silently. Leave a note on your kitchen table. This is all you will ever be. Say hope for a better place and a better time and a better speed. Hope for a better use, for a better word and a better need. And if you
Yeah.
Kiss, You, another indie rock classic, if you can call 15 years ago classic. Great college radio album from Swerve Driver right there from 1993, their Mezcal Head album. And a great track there called MM Abduction. It is a tribute to 1993 today on the Power Pop Show. We had some Posies before the Swerve Driver, also some Red Cross and Urge Overkill in there for you. It's 5:35. I got a giveaway the next break in about 15 minutes for some 1993 trivia. So if you want to win some goodies, stick around for that. Right now, this is a band called Dig. 1993 on the Power Pop Show. Old school.
This is World News Tonight with Peter Jennings.
In Texas today, some...
Okay, the old news clip there didn't play in its entirety thanks to a unstable internet connection, but that's okay. What I was going to play for you was a little time capsule tidbit from 1993 in the, what do they call it, the Waco Branch Davidian raid that was a big news story in 1993. Oh, you got the idea, okay? It's it is a tribute to 1993 today on the Power Pop Show. You just heard a band called Dig from their debut record from that year. Right now, I got a request for some Superchunk, and I came across a 1993 single of theirs called Mower. Some Superchunk for you. 1993, the Power Pop Show, KSCU. Dig it.
Sorry, did I break your concentration?
It's the Power Pop Show on KSCU.
Hey.
Pop Show, KSCU, Santa Clara. Your underground sound. It's a tribute to 1993 today on the Power Pop Show. Big record from that year. The Breeders and Last Splash, their big breakthrough record from 1993. Of course, Cannonball was a huge single. In fact, I think that made the modern rock number one song of the year or something, just incessantly overplayed. But I wasn't going to suffer you with Cannonball there. But played an album track there from The Breeders called Divine Hammer. Super Chunk before that. A request called in a little bit ago, and a good one there from 1993. I found a CD single for a song called Mower from Super Chunk. We also had music from Dig before that, a little obscure band that put out a record in 1993. Believe was the name of the track you heard there from Dig. That was before Super Chunk. Also some Swerve Driver in there, some Posies, some Red Cross. It is all a tribute to 1993 today. I will have a podcast of the show up on the old Power Pop Show MySpace page. So please check it out this weekend at myspace.com/PowerPopShow. We'll have the full playlist posted up there as well so you can see all the cool stuff I'm playing. Great year for pop music and indie rock and college radio in general. That's why I decided to do a tribute to 1993. I'm surprised I haven't done it yet, my 10 years being at KSU. But a lot of cool stuff came out that year. I've played a lot of it already. But some other notable releases I'm going to play for you. Of course, Suede, big Britpop band that broke pretty big in 1993. Some Teenage Fan Club coming your way. Some Lemonheads. What else? Some Juliana Hatfield, some Belly. It's all good stuff from 1993 today, so please stick around for that. Last we spoke, I did promise a giveaway for anybody that can answer this question. Drum roll, please. If anybody, the first caller who can name the top grossing film from 1993 will get a copy of the Power Pop Show latest CD compilation, Power Pop Show's greatest hits from this past year. So first caller at 554-KSEU, 554-5728, who can identify the top grossing movie from 1993, I will give them a copy of the Power Pop Show's greatest hits, volume 16. It's the latest edition of that. So again, first caller, 554-KSEU, top grossing movie from 1993. You get the Power Pop Show compilation CD. Give me a call. Right now, back to 1993, this is Magna Pop. We'll be right back. It's the Power Pop Show, tribute to 1993, music from Magna Pop right there. And Mark was our lucky winner with the trivia question of 1993. The top grossing film from that year was Jurassic Park, with a whopping sales total of $350 million. I'd say it made money.